USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
$300 million worth of weapons and other machinery is being sent to Ukraine from the Pentagon. Switchblade drones, laser-guided rocket systems, and non-standard machine guns are included in the package. The U.S. has provided more than $1.6 billion in security assistance to Ukraine, so says the Pentagon, and that was since the beginning of Russia's invasion. Ukrainian forces are making inroads near Kyiv as Russians continue to fail in taking the capital city. The British Defense Ministry tweeting their latest intelligence report, which says as Kremlin forces withdraw, Ukrainian forces advance. The report also notes that Ukraine has retaken several villages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed Friday that Russian forces are planting landmines throughout Ukraine, making it difficult for civilians to navigate the country. He's urging everyone to move forward carefully. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The House largely along party lines voted to legalize marijuana nationwide and eliminate criminal penalties for distribution and possession in the process. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is working on a similar measure. The Walt Disney Company has pledged to repeal what opponents call Florida's Don't Say Gay bill, which bans instruction or discussion of LGBTQ topics for kindergarten through third grade. Now Governor Ron DeSantis seems to support revoking Disney's special status. That status was granted by the legislature in 1967, which allowed the company to operate Walt Disney World under its own government. DeSantis, at a press conference this week in West Palm Beach, made the remarks. E-commerce giant Amazon says it's exploring options after employees at one of their warehouses on Staten Island voted to unionize. The company said it's disappointed with the outcome, adding employees having a direct relationship with the company is best. It says it's exploring filing objections based on what it deemed the inappropriate and undue influence of the National Labor Relations Board. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says it will continue to move forward with disciplinary proceedings against actor Will Smith. It's been nearly a week since Smith slapped Chris Rock after the actor's wife was the butt of a joke from the comedian. Smith said late Friday that he would resign from the Academy. He said in a statement that his actions at the Oscars last Sunday were, quote, shocking, painful, and inexcusable. Now the spotlight will move to the Grammys, which will relocate to Las Vegas for the first time ever this year. The shifts from Los Angeles happened due to rising COVID cases in California back in January, driven by the Omicron variant. The ceremony will be hosted by comedian Trevor Noah. A report on state agencies in Virginia concludes that they lost situational awareness during a January snowstorm that stranded hundreds of drivers on I-95 south of Washington, D.C. Officials vowed to review the report that was released Friday, along with its recommendations. At the age of 100, the nation's oldest active park ranger has retired.
Betty Reed Suskin began working at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park in Richmond, California when she was 85, sharing her experiences working as a file clerk. She said living history shows people how far they've come.
It is so important that we go back and revisit history as it was lived in order to get a baseline against which to measure how far we've come.
That was Chris Russell reporting, and I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.